starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Jack Stevens, a proud Gungandji man and currently the head coach of the Indigenous Marathon Project.
Head coach, that's a very big title, bro. Explain what it is that you do.
Yeah, so it's definitely not the typical head coach role where you've got a bunch of footy players getting them out onto the field. In this circumstance, we're looking after young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across the country to be trained up and ready to run their first marathon, being the New York City Marathon. So not only am I coaching 12 amazing individuals to running their first marathon, but also inclusive of my role is undertaking our IMP leadership education program that we run. So every single squad member not only walks out as marathoners from the program, but also equipped with first aid and CPR, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander mental health first aid qualifications, and also our key IMP leadership education program hosted through the Australian Rural Leadership Foundation that they can use to take forward into their communities to make the changes there.
Well, that all sounds really deadly and fabulous. Look, you did have me at New York City Marathon. What was it like last November? And how did the squad go? How did you fellas go?
Yeah, so it was a pretty deadly experience. We're very lucky enough to have Buddy Franklin and Jonathan Thurston, JT, as our Aboriginal ambassadors who also joined the squad. So luckily enough to have all 13 of our runners make it over across the finishing line in Central Park too. So the weather was a lot more cooler than previous years. And also the squad all seemed to have quite the blast out there too. And I think it was a real privilege and honour seeing them crossing the finishing lines and getting to reunite with them, being able to showcase our mob and our Black excellence on the international stage over in New York.
So now I do understand that applications are open for the 2026 Indigenous Marathon Project. Tell us all about it. What do mob need to do if they want to get involved in this?
Yeah, so applications are currently open for our 2026 IMP squad. So applications are currently live on our website, so imf.org.au, and also can follow us on our socials. So we've also got our link in our bios to access the application form. So not looking for the fastest runners here in the Indigenous Marathon Project. What we're really looking for are the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young ones ready to be part of that next generation in leaving ripple effects in their own communities too. So the program's open to those aged 18 through to 30 and haven't completed the marathon distance before.
And of course, it should be up for all the young ones in community to get involved, right, Jack?
That's it. I feel like that's also realistically for the squad members and even our graduates that have been through a program like IMP, understanding that they're already leaders within that community. So being a part of something like IMP is about not only taking what they've already learned and how they've become established as leaders there, but helping them take it to the next level to really have those life-changing impacts too. I find a lot of the graduates that come through the programs are really about, you know, breaking down those cycles that have existed for generations with our mob too, and also being advocates for healthy lifestyle changes in a variety of platforms.
And is it an easy process, the application process for mob?
So with our IMP application process, so it's a pretty short form that they can complete online. More than happy, though, if they want to reach out to me via email, jack.s@imf.org.au. More than happy to have a phone call, Jan, to apply for them, to get help them submit an application. Part of our tryout tour is what happens once people submit an application. They will be notified on their nearest IMP tryout location. What happens there is they'll undertake a 3-kilometre time trial just to gauge where their current fitness levels is at, but also having a yarn with myself or one of our run leaders or graduates that have been through the program to get to know each applicant a little bit more and their reasons behind applying for a program like IMP. If life is a bit busy for any applicants at the moment too, also able to sign them up on the day when we do host our tryouts.
And you just mentioned some of the staff there involved, that they've been past participants of this project. Are you one of them, Jack? And tell us about it.
Yes, so I am proud to say that I'm graduate number 137 out of 167 graduates now that we have. And I feel like a big takeaway, especially being a young fella that moved from Darwin to Melbourne to undertake higher education studies at 17, I feel like a program like IMP came at the right point in time in my life. I'd actually applied for the program 3 times previously before getting in. So it is quite a hard program to actually get into, but also realizing that after crossing the finishing line myself in New York City, realizing that I had been through much tougher times previously too. So I think being able to complete something like the marathon in the space of just 6 months is also that opportunity to really elevate my own confidence and be in a position now as head coach to give back to the next generation of leaders coming through.
And you were just speaking there about taking part in that big marathon, the New York City Marathon. Paint a picture for us. Take us back to that time you ran through the streets of New York City. What was it like? Explain that for us. Take us through it.
Well, especially being a kid from Darwin, going to a big city like New York, running with, I think it was 50,000 other runners through the 5 different boroughs of New York. It's definitely not a way I'd have haven't explored a city before previously. You get all the different music, the different people, the energy and vibes over a 42.195 km street party is what they call it there. And I think recall vividly at the 28 km mark when completing the marathon, was when I hit the thing called the wall to it. So it's when your body runs out of all of its energy and you end up just having to use what we call your purpose or your why to get through those final 14 km. So it was a battle with all the inner demons in my head to get me through to that finishing line there.
And how do you do that? Can you explain that for us when you do hit that wall, when you've got, say, 14 km to go in such a big marathon in a strange place, strange country, foreign to us here in Australia? How do you dig deep? What do you do?
Yeah, for me, I think it was also being someone who was quite committed to all of the training in the lead up to running the marathon itself. I realized that I'd already put in all the work, and I feel like a big key part to my reasons for pushing through was reminding myself of my family back home in Darwin, who'd really given me that opportunity to step outside my comfort zone, but also be my biggest support during the entire process to dig deep. And in a way, it was just trying to identify one street sign or a next street block to get me through. Okay, we'll just do it 14 km worth of streets and avenues to get through. And then bit by bit, we managed to slowly enter our way into Central Park to be able to cross the line and hold the Aboriginal flag proudly over there in New York.
And just finally for today, Jack Stevens, if you could give mob out there around Australia a pitch, try and sell it for us. Why do you think they should take part if they're interested?
So my pitch to any mob interested in applying for the Indigenous Marathon Project, the program is far more than just completing the New York City Marathon. It's an opportunity to meet 11 other like-minded blackfellas from across the country, metro, regional, and remote communities, all gathered together to complete one unique roller coaster ride of a year that will, I guarantee, will change your life in some aspect too, whether it's becoming the next healthy lifestyle advocate in your own community, or if you're looking to drive those bigger messages across the country too, to have those ripple effects on you, on our people.
Sounds so wonderful indeed for our young ones. And I wish you all the best for the 2026 year ahead for the training program. And of course, the big one in November, New York City Marathon. Jack Stevens, head coach for Indigenous Marathon Project. Thanks for your time today, right here on NITV Radio.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.